In today's news headlines, at least 22 people have been killed in Tennessee, in and around Nashville, and the central part of the state in a major tornado that hit multiple counties and came exactly a year after a similarly deadly tornado. According to NBC News, quote, at least 45 buildings collapsed in Nashville, and police said that there were multiple buildings with damage, particularly in downtown and east precincts. Scenes of devastation are now being shared online. Schools remain closed on Tuesday, and local authorities say 50,000 people have been out of electricity as dozens of electrical poles were knocked down by the tornado. Even as Tennessee Governor Bill Lee declared an emergency, his state is one of 14 voting in the Super Tuesday primary races. Governor Lee urged people to be careful, saying, quote, of course we want people to exercise caution in places like downtown Nashville, but we also want people to exercise their rights and get out and vote. More than a dozen polling places had to be relocated, and many needed power generators to operate. According to the Washington Post, polls will still close at 7 p.m. as previously scheduled, though Tennessee Secretary of State Trey Hargett said he was, quote, working with election officials around the state to ensure polls in affected counties are open for the required 10 hours today. Aside from Tennessee, voters are casting ballots in primary races in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Vermont, as well as the territory of American Samoa and American citizens living abroad. In other election-related news, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who ended her presidential bid on Monday, endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden on the same day and began doing interviews as his political surrogate. On CBS's Face the Nation on Tuesday, Klobuchar pushed back against speculation that she had been promised a post in a Biden cabinet in exchange for her support. She also denied that centrist candidates like her, Pete Buttigieg, and Biden were part of the Democratic Party establishment. She said, quote, I just don't think we are the face of the establishment. I think we're fresh faces in our party. Biden's recent win in South Carolina and the dropping out of three centrist candidates has been viewed by media analysts as a major turning point for his flagging candidacy. Biden also won the endorsement of former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke on Monday. As a number of figures join together to surmount Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' primary wins, Klobuchar insisted during her interview that while she is, quote, friends with Bernie, she doesn't, quote, think we should have a socialist heading up the Democratic Party ticket in November. And by the way, on Election Day, Rising Up with Sonali is doing a special television and radio broadcast called Super Tuesday, A People's Perspective, from 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific. That's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. It will air live on Free Speech TV and numerous other stations around the country. You can also watch the video live stream on our website at risingupwithsonali.com. In other news, the spread of the dangerous new coronavirus strain continues around the world and the U.S. as Americans stock up on food, sanitizers, bottled water, and other supplies, leaving store shelves empty. King County, Washington appears to be the epicenter of the COVID-19 in the U.S., with a total of 6 deaths reported there alone, the only 6 so far in the U.S. President Donald Trump has maintained an optimistic demeanor and resorted to the typical lie-filled rhetoric his tenure is marked by, saying on Monday, quote, very exciting things are happening rapidly, including the development of a quick vaccine. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, quickly corrected Trump on that point, saying, let me make sure you get the information. A vaccine could be ready, quote, at the earliest in a year to a year and a half, no matter how fast you go. He added, quote, like I've been telling you, Mr. President. It appears that Trump conflated the time it takes to develop a vaccine with the time it takes to release the vaccine for public use. At least a year or more is required in testing to ensure that a new vaccine is safe for the public. Internationally, the G7 group of nations held a conference call on Tuesday to discuss an economic response to the effect of the coronavirus on markets. The call was headed by U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The U.S. Federal Reserve made a surprise announcement, saying that it would be cutting interest rates by 0.5%. In a statement, the Fed said, quote, the coronavirus poses evolving risks to economic activity. In light of these risks, and in support of achieving its maximum employment and price stability goals, the Federal Open Market Committee decided today to lower the target range for the federal funds rate. The stock market fell, rose in response to the announcement, and then fell again. Meanwhile, health experts around the U.S. are warning that the nation's poor health infrastructure may not be able to handle such a disease. The Guardian newspaper reported that a survey of 1,000 California nurses from National Nurses United, the largest nurses union in the country, found that 47% of nurses were unsure if their hospital had a plan in place to isolate patients with possible novel coronavirus infection. Almost half were unsure if their hospitals have enough personal protective equipment, such as masks, to protect staff in the case of a rapid surge of cases. The Washington Post reported that, quote, as the test for the virus becomes more widely available, healthcare experts predict that some people with flu-like illnesses or those who may have been exposed will avoid finding out whether they've been infected because they're uninsured or have health plans that saddle them with much of the cost of their care. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has ordered health insurance companies to cover the entire cost of the virus testing. In other news, the day before Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey faces a tough re-election challenge, her husband was caught on camera waving a gun at protesters who rang his doorbell hoping for a meeting with Lacey. Members of Black Lives Matter LA, including a recent guest on our show, Melina Abdullah, said Lacey had promised them a meeting but continued to avoid them. Later in the day, Lacey apologized for her husband's actions. Black Lives Matter LA is urging voters to choose either one of Lacey's two challengers in Tuesday's election. Meanwhile, elsewhere in California, a UPS worker was caught with a massive stockpile of firearms and ammunition and arrested. The 32-year-old white male suspect was apparently planning a mass murder at a UPS facility in Sunnyvale. And finally, a new United Nations investigation has released a damning new report on war crimes in Syria. The UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria examined war crimes committed from last July through this January, and in its report, researchers said that Syrian women, children, and men continue to face unprecedented levels of suffering and pain. The report unequivocally highlights the responsibility of the Syrian government along with its ally Russia, saying, quote, in their declared fight against terrorism, pro-government forces carried out aerial and ground attacks in southern Idlib that killed and injured scores of civilians and decimated civilian infrastructure, including markets, camps for disabled persons, and most notably hospitals. These include indiscriminate attacks against protected objects and the use of cluster munitions. And that does it for our news headlines today.